Stephen Hawking, very much an icon within cosmology, so studying the biggest bits of the universe, the most exotic bits of the universe. But within a broader audience, he was always a champion for science as well, a real popularizer of science, and always happy to be that spokesperson to say, you know what, science is cool, the universe is cool, we should be studying black holes. So really brought it to the masses, essentially. He always had a sense of humor. So if you read through his public lectures, if you read some of his books, there are these subtle jokes that he throws in. And sometimes you don't catch him the first time because of the synthesized voice, we're not expecting it. But he has that wonderful humor, and he never really took himself too seriously. And I think that really brought the personality out, and people saw him as more than just a scientist, more than someone in a wheelchair, but very much someone at the forefront of their game, huge personality, keen on getting people into science, and a great sense of humor along the way.
He did what very few physicists dare to do, which is to look at general relativity, which describes really massive objects like black holes, and quantum mechanics, which describes really small objects. And these theories don't quite agree, and we don't have that theory of everything yet. But Stephen Hawking went the furthest to that, and he tried, to a small extent, to marry the two, and he came up with this theory of black holes and Hawking radiation, and went a lot further than most people would dare to do. I think that the topics that he studied they're evergreen, they're always interesting, so people are always asking, what's it like to fall into a black hole? Is time travel possible? Are wormholes possible? These questions come up daily at the Space Center. And Stephen Hawking was at the forefront of that. So very much a household name, but also the work that he does is continually interesting and inspiring to us. And there's a lot of work to be done. So we'll see what the next chapter brings. I think a lot of people would hide behind their work and just publish in the journals that are respected within the science community. But he went on The Simpsons, and he went on Red Dwarf and Big Bang Theory. And he really wasn't afraid to put himself out there and say, let's all talk about science, and really make his work accessible. And there was a real appetite for it. So the fact that A Brief History of Time became a bestseller, and the fact that last year they put his PhD up on the University of Cambridge website, and the whole website crashed because so many people were trying to download the PhD just to have a look at it. So that's incredible for someone that studies exotic quantum mechanics of black holes. So really, really inspiring. Persevered against the odds. He always championed people just trying, giving things a go, overcoming challenges. And I think a lot of people saw him as very timeless because he was only given a certain life expectancy. And as you say, he's lived for decades longer than that. I think his passing has been a real shock to a lot of people because you must take him for granted. He's that icon. He's that thinker of our generation, and very much a timeless figure that I doubt people will be forgetting anytime soon.